Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I'm proud of what I've created.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
How does that grab you?
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're coming off the UFC event of just a fortnight ago. I'm talking about the lightweight championship staying in the hands of Benson Henderson. Of course, he took on Frank Yeager, the ex-champion, beat him for the second time this year. I think that should end this. They want to talk about a trilogy. I don't think so. I think Ben Henderson needs to move on with his lightweight championship, and that Frank Yeager needs to drop down to featherweight, which is 10 pounds lighter, 145 pounds. But the bottom line is today we have Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one, the beautiful one, the baddest broad on the block. I can give her all the adjectives, all the accolades. I can go out there and come back and spend an hour just on that alone. But the bottom line is she is the toughest, hottest ticket in boxing, in mixed martial arts. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's witty. She talks smack. And she can fight. When you put all those things together, folks, you've got one dangerous woman. In fact, she's one of the few women in the world I'd be scared of. I'm scared of her. I'd be scared of Ann Wolfe, the former ladies champion in boxing. There's just a couple of chicks I'd be scared of, but I would be frightened if I was living with them and they decided to extract revenge on me for some domestic issues. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Let me tell you this. If Ronda Rousey ever gets you on the ground, and I think she will get Sarah Kaufman on the ground. She's fighting in the main event tonight on Showtime, Strikeforce MMA. That's on Showtime Cable, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. She will break your arm. There's just no doubt about it. She's a former 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo. She's been a judo world champion as a kid. I mean, she can rock. Okay, she's scary. She's frightening. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529 or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com using the # Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk. This is the mighty Tower of Power, the house band on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home,
but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey, listen up, video gamers. It's Steve Masters with Got Game, powered by GameStop.
A woman was killed last night in Central Park by what eyewitnesses described as a walking corpse.
I went back and played Prototype 2. Future sci-fi action. There's a new virus.
Gentech officials have verified that the assailant was infected with the Mercer virus, which was thought to have been eradicated last year.
It mutates and gives you superpowers.
Rip my friend limb from limb, and now I can do the same thing to you.
This is open-world gameplay, so you can go wherever you want. Prototype 2 on PS3 and Xbox 360. It's worth another look. Remember Frogger? Well, there's a new version out called Frogger Hyper Arcade. Instead of just trying to get across the street, you also get points for each box you step on. I like the old original better. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game, powered by GameStop. Find all the hottest video games for every system. Power to the players.
If you're looking to trade your old iPod, iPhone, or iPad, there's no better place than GameStop. Load up on cash or in-store credit by trading in your old devices. Or buy a pre-owned iPod for as low as $49.99, an iPhone for as low as $139.99, or an iPad for as low as $299.99. And if you buy one right now, you can get up to $100 in iTunes gift cards. Find out more at your local GameStop or visit GameStop.com/free gift card. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple. Offer valid 8612 through 82612.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at ArthriticMax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit ArthriticMax.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Okay, Ronda Rousey, Sarah Coffin night in the main event on Showtime. And don't forget, coming up September 29th, it looks like, in Sacramento, California, Gilbert Melendez will be back on Showtime in a Strikeforce MMA event. Of course, he's taking on Pat Healy. Pat Healy's 30-15. Gilbert Melendez from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, has a gym on 3rd Street. He's 21-2. They call him El Nino. I mean, this guy's been involved in some major wars in the world of mixed martial arts. I've enjoyed his fights. I got to see him fight in San Jose, California on a couple of occasions. And I was wondering why they didn't try to do this in San Francisco. Yes, the Power Balance Pavilion, formerly the Arco Pavilion in Sacramento, California, is a great place. There's no question about it. It's a fantastic arena, and there is a big MMA following in Sacramento, California. Of course, that's where Uriah Faber's from, and he's a California kid, and he's a very popular guy when it comes to pay-per-view buys. But Uriah's not on this card. So I think that the people from Strikeforce and UFC, the parent company, Zuffa Sports, I think they envision that they're going to be able to pull fans from San Francisco up to Sacramento, California. It's a 90-mile drive. I mean, it's a long drive. It's not like a drive to San Jose that takes you 40 minutes, okay? This is a 90-mile drive over two bridges. $10 in bridge toll. God knows how much in gas. Seeing that gas was $5 a gallon. I just think that was a little not thinking on the up and up as far as the Zufa people was concerned to put this fight in Sacramento, California. I think that Gilmer Melendez needs to come home to the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and build his home base here. Let his homies, let all the people out there that follow him here in the Bay Area come and watch him fight here in the Bay Area. Because, you know, going to San Jose, that's a stretch. We saw that with Andre Ward, the boxer, when he won the Olympic gold medalist. They had him fighting in San Jose on, I think, one or two occasions. But the bottom line is, you don't take guys out of their hometown. You let these guys that are big stars fight in their hometowns. I mean, Ward is now fighting at home September the 8th. He's done some decent numbers and some lackluster numbers as well as live gates concerning his hometown. But Gilbert Melendez, I think he should be given a shot. I really do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We're going to do our best to get that Ronda Rousey interview together. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You got to give it up, says my man Marvin Gaye.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Spot scheduled for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz, go
Jerry, are you listening? Payback time, baby. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC doing their thing. The next UFC card is September 1st. And in the main event will be John Bones Jones, who just signed a worldwide contract with Nike for as far as advertising is concerned. So I guess as long as he stays on the winning track, he's going to have a good deal with Nike. He's 6'4", 205 pounds. He says he can make heavyweight. He can fight heavyweight. I don't think so. I think he's just too skinny. They couldn't call him Bones Jones for nothing. I just think his frame is too small for him to be fighting guys at 240 pounds, 265 pounds, guys like Cain Velasquez, guys like the current champion, Junior Dos Santos. I just don't think he's that big. Not yet, anyway. 16-1 out of Atlanta, GA. 6'4", as I said, 205 pounds. Taking on Dan Henderson. What a unique story he is. Dan Henderson, 29-8. 6'1", 205 pounds, 93 kilograms for those listening around the world outside of the United States. Dan was involved in probably one of the greatest fights in UFC history. Last November in San Jose, California, in the aforementioned HP Pavilion. I mean, he and Mauricio Shogun Rua, they hooked it up in one of the greatest fights, as I said. And I'm not overstating this. One of the greatest MMA fights in history. No question about that. When they went five rounds, and, of course, Henderson winning the first three rounds quite easily, and then he sort of gassed a little bit. And then, you know, then Shogun Rua came on in the fourth round. He won the fourth round. And in the fifth round, Rua was pounded on Henderson like a hammer on a nail. I mean, it was so brutal that I turned my face away from the cage a couple of times. I mean, I was sitting ringside, and I couldn't stomach that. That was MMA at its brutalist, I thought, as far as MMA is concerned. I mean, that was just like, whoa. That was like off the hook, off the chain. Okay, but Henderson did survive, and he went on to win a five-round decision over Shogun Rua. And, of course, that earns him the title shot at John Jones. Now, I would imagine in my book he's probably about a 4-to-1, 4.5-to-1 underdog here. I really do. You know, he's 41 years old. John Jones, approaching his peak now. As I said, he's 16-1, but the only fight he lost, he was disqualified for throwing illegal elbows on the ground or something like that. But the bottom line is, he's never been beaten. So I don't think he's going to get beaten here, okay? I think he's a huge favorite over Dan Henderson. I said 4.5, maybe 4.5 to 1, somewhere around there. And I would expect that he holds on to the light heavyweight championship. Now, you know, there's a lot of guys that want to fight him. I mean, Chael Sonnen, the former challenger at 185 against Anderson Silva, the man that came within a whisker of capturing the middleweight championship, that's 185 pounds of the UFC, back about 2 years ago. In fact, I think 2 years ago this month. Then he was suspended for some steroid problems. Then he came back and he fought Anderson Silva a couple of months ago, and Silva beat him in the first round, got him to tap. You know, but Chael Sonnen's a big dude, and he's not a guy I think that would have a problem fitting into the 205-pound bracket. I just don't. So I'm looking for Chael Sonnen to move up to 205 pounds. God knows he might be a future title challenger for John Jones because, you know, Jones needs challengers. I mean, Henderson, yeah, he's going to give it his all. He's been a great fighter in the past. I mean, you know, I think that at 41, he's past his peak. But then some people say in the world of mixed martial arts, you know, you peak late because a lot of these guys didn't get their start until late. You know, Randy Couture, for example, former national collegiate champion, of course, in wrestling and didn't start his MMA career until late in life, and he retired finally, like, what, at the age of 45, something like that, former UFC heavyweight champion, former UFC light heavyweight champion. I mean, he is one of the iconic figures in the world of mixed martial arts, but he didn't get his start until late. So I guess Dan Henderson does have a shot here, but I would say it a very, very long shot when they hook it up. I'm talking about him and John Jones on September 1st, live on pay-per-view, folks. The main event will be on pay-per-view. The pay-per-view card starts at 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock Pacific time. That'll be on pay-per-view. You can see that at Ricky Sports Theater, my favorite sports bar and the number 2-ranked sports bar in all of America by Sports Illustrated Magazine. It's on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off East 14th Street or International Boulevard in San Leandro, California. For more information on Ricky's, you can just go to Ricky's.com. That's RICKYS.com. Ricky's.com. That's the best place as far as watching the fights are concerned. You're not paying $40 or something like that. You know, you pay a minimal fee. You get to go in. You got a great menu. You got a great atmosphere. And there's nothing quite like watching the fights live with a lot of people around you. I mean, some people prefer to, like, watch fights at home. These closet fight fans, I call them. And I really don't dig it.
I don't. Because you're sitting there watching the fight by yourself. You got the one perspective of it, and maybe your girlfriend's with you, or maybe one friend's over the house or something like that. And it's not a community of fans. It's not a community. It's not a whole bunch of people like it is at closed-circuit television. That's why I miss closed-circuit television and boxing events from back in the 70s and 80s and the 60s and things like that. Because, you know, when you went to a closed-circuit event, and I was a closed-circuit promoter for one event, the Julio Cesar Chavez Oscar De La Hoya first fight back in June of 1996. But when you go to a closed-circuit event, it's an event. It's an atmosphere. It's an aura. It's people of you know, different views, different races, different ethnic groups. Maybe they've had a few beers. Maybe they haven't. But they're eating food. They're chomping on hot dogs. They're having a good time. It's a festival. It's a festival of sorts. And that's really what's missing with the invention of home pay-per-view. It's just made it so non-public. I think you should watch a fight. You should watch it with a whole bunch of people around. You get the different perspectives of different people. I mean, if you sit there and just listen to the sportscasts and the telecasts, I mean, sometimes these broadcasters are nothing but cheerleaders. Okay, the HBO guys for boxing as well. I got to give them, you know, wrap them on the knuckles as well, because Jim Lampley is one of the biggest cheerleaders in the history of television when it comes to blowing up their fighters on HBO. But the bottom line is, you know, fighters don't need this cheerleading. What they need is they need the fights to be called down the middle. They need the fights to be called honestly. And I think that there's an attempt to do that for the most part. But is it happening all the time? Probably not so. So I'm looking forward to that card. That's September 1st. And, of course, later this year, it looks like it's going down December 29th, live in Las Vegas, the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World. That's right. Junior Dos Santos. Of course, I've had him on the show in the past. A Brazilian lad who's learned English pretty good in the last couple of years. In fact, when I had him on an interview early in May of this year, his English was pretty darn good. And he has worked hard at it. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's not taking anything for granted. He wants to cover all the basics, all the markets. He wants to get into the Spanish market, the Mexican-American market. Of course, him being from Brazil, he speaks Portuguese. So, you know, I mean, he's a very, very talented fighter, but he's even a more spectacular person when you think of some of the things he's done for the youth and the disadvantaged down there in Brazil. I mean, he's done a lot for him. He brought a kid that had been following him to the gym for a couple of years. He brought him and his family to the United States to watch his last fight. Of course, he's the USC heavyweight champion. He captured that crown last November, and he starched Cain Velasquez in 1:04. Speaking of Cain Velasquez, he is a man challenging Junior Dos Santos for the World Heavyweight Championship of the UFC. That goes down December 29th on pay-per-view, 2 days before New Year's. So he figures it'll be, you know, quite a weekend down there in Las Vegas, no question about that. But I'm telling you, I figure this fight's going to have nothing but fireworks, sparks from the get-go, because the last fight lasted 1:04. Of course, Dos Santos winning by knockout. So why would I say this is going to be a good fight? Well, how can I say that? If Santos won so easily the first time? Well, because Cain Velasquez went into the fight with a bad knee and a bad shoulder. Now, granted, Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot, okay? But I think Cain Velasquez is a great, great wrestler. He knows how to wrestle. He knows how to fight. You saw him take out the giant Silva in May on television. I mean, that was, like, frightening, the beating he gave him. It was like a horror movie-like. I mean, all the blood, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen that much blood in the UFC event, in an MMA event. It sort of looked like a pro wrestling event, you know, where the guys take their head and they cut them with razor blades prior to or during the match. And it looked like he bladed. I mean, that's how much blood was all over the giant Silva. Of course, he's like 6'9", somewhere around there, 200-plus pounds. But he's a monster. He's scary. He's not the best-looking guy in the world, no question about that. You call him a giant. He's got all the facial features of a Neanderthal. But I'm just being real with you, just being real. Okay, but of course, you know, the giant Silva was dispatched quick style by Cain Velasquez. That sets up the rematch between Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, both once-beaten fighters, and they hook it up December 29th in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Now, if I had to break this fight down, I would think that as long as Junior Dos Santos keeps it on the stand-up, I think he wins. I think that if it goes to the ground, I think that Cain Velasquez has got a hell of a shot. Why? Cain is a great wrestler, as I mentioned before. He can wrestle. He can ground and pound. When he gets you down on the ground, you know, sometimes there ain't no getting up. In fact, nobody's ever really gotten up from him before. I mean, he was undefeated going into this fight. He had annihilated Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar was thought to be almost invincible until he lost that Shane Carwin fight where he turned his back and sort of ran away from Shane when Shane was punching him in that first round, that opening round. Of course, Lesnar coming back to stop, Carwin in round number two. But then again, in the Cain Velasquez fight, you know, Brock Lesnar looked like, you know, he looked like he had enough. And then, of course, Alistair Overeem finished him off last December with a knockout as well. So Brock Lesnar back in the world of fake fighting. I'm talking about the World Wrestling Entertainment type of thing. And he's doing his thing there. And he's making a living and more power to him. But he hasn't done nothing for the pay-per-view numbers on WWE. Hasn't done nothing for the ratings on Monday Night Raw. So I don't know if Brock Lesnar, if the World Wrestling Entertainment fan base is really willing to accept him, bring him back into the fold, because he's not drawing the numbers that he was thought that he was going to draw, especially after becoming a real fighter and fighting for real in the UFC. Now, some people question his intestinal fortitude. I don't. I think that if you got a guy 240 pounds punching you, I think it's pretty devastating to get hit once, let alone repeated times. I think by Shane Carwin, he got hit over 50 times in the face and the head. So, you know, it's not, you can't call him a chicken per se. Can I call him a bit reluctant? I think that's why he went back to the world of fake fighting, because it's an easier. I mean, the schedule's not all that tough, because I think he's only doing 32 dates a year, something like that. I think he signed up for 32 dates, multi-million dollar deal, 32 days, only 32 appearances. If he does anything over that, it's beyond his contract, and it's down to negotiations between him and that clown, Vince McMahon. But, you know, I think Brock Lesnar was a tremendous asset to the world of mixed martial arts. I think he brought a lot of people over from pro wrestling, and I think that's where mixed martial arts is grabbing a lot of their fan base from, is from the pro wrestling base. It's not grabbing them from the boxing base. The boxing people are staying loyal to their game, okay? The MMA folks and the World Wrestling Entertainment folks, they sort of combined, because to an extent, MMA is real wrestling. Real wrestling, real fighting, they're throwing real punches, throwing real kicks. They're not throwing stuff that's what we call in a work fight. In other words, you know, when guys rehearse a match in advance and they go out there and they perform, you know, like Triple H and those guys, The Undertaker and people like that, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and when he does this thing for the WWE, all those fights are worked. And that means, you know, they're all rehearsed and they're fixed. They're, we already know who's going to win them. There's no doubt about it, okay? But in the UFC, they're real fights. And I think that's why the UFC is drawn from the WWE fan base more than it has from the boxing fan base. I think the boxing fan base is still an old guard, per se. I think they are somewhat in – how can I put this? Boxing is almost inherited when you're a boxing fan, meaning your father watched it, meaning your great-grandfather, your grandfather watched it, your grandmother watched it, your uncles and your aunts. People back in the day watched it, okay? So this has sort of been handed down from generation to generation. Now, the world of MMA, the UFC in particular, has only been around since 1993, okay? So it hasn't got generations and generations to fall back on. So I think boxing is still, you know, living off its past legacy, and God knows how long it can remain on life support, because unless they do something to avenge these horrible decisions and some of the atrocities that occur in boxing, like guys signing million-dollar contracts and only getting $60,000 or $40,000 after a million-dollar contract and things like that. So you've got to question, you know, the need for a federal boxing commission. So will that mean there'll be a federal MMA commission as well? I think so. I think there should be. I think the people say if you put the federal government involved, that you can have some phony politician running the show. I don't think so, or some lackey or something like that. I don't think so. I really don't. But I think we need a federal boxing commission. We need it now. I think states like Texas prove it. As far as MMA is concerned, the same thing. Think states like Texas, these places that don't have commissions, these Indian reservations, places like that. I know the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction on the Indian reservations, but, you know, this is fighting. This is for real. And when you've got a federal commission, be it in MMA or boxing, you're going to have some type of drug testing. And I think that we need drug testing in both sports right now. No, we needed it yesterday, last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. We need mandatory drug testing and make it on a random basis for these guys that are fighting both in the MMA and the world of professional boxing. Now, we do have that Ronda Rousey interview together. We're going to come back with Ronda. That's right, the Triple R, I call her, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, will be on Ring Talk Live Worldwide next up. It's an unplugged interview. You won't want to miss it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. For once, we're all happy at the same time.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, the longest-running fight show in history, approaching 28 years next month, folks. The lady on the line, there are not enough accolades and or adjectives to describe her. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's intelligent, she's witty, she talks trash, and most importantly, she can fight. I'm talking about Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Ronda, how are you?
I'm great. That was an impressive use of adjectives right there.
Well, what can I say? You know, that's what I do, and I've done this for a little bit now. Now, tonight, let's get tonight's fight out of the way. You're going to be fighting Sarah Kaufman tonight on Showtime. That's in San Diego, California. What does Sarah bring to the dance?
You know, Sarah's a very disciplined and experienced striker. She knows how to get hit. She'll make it a brawl if make it into a brawl. You know, she's a tough chick. You can't count her out, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, when you look at the world of mixed martial arts and the fact that, you know, that Gina Carano did some pretty good numbers on Showtime, and she did some good audiences as far as fans were concerned at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Now, you seem to be on a level above her as far as popularity is concerned. I've seen your Facebook page just blowing up with thousands of people. I mean, people around the world are telling me, what's up with Ronda? What's up with Ronda? Everybody wants to know about Ronda. How did you become such a superstar overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say I've surpassed Gina at all. I mean, she's the one making the multi-million-dollar movies and making people that aren't aware of them and they're aware of it. So I think she's doing the most work on that end. But I don't know. I guess I just saw the state that women's MMA was in, and I just felt like we have to find a way where it's impossible for us to be ignored. So I did everything I can to get as much attention as possible, and strangely enough, it all worked.
Yeah, I think you are getting quite a bit of attention because, you know, as I said, everybody's talking in the world of MMA about Ronda Rousey possibly fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you have a problem fighting a woman that needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. I've been doing this a long time, even before MMA, I was doing judo, and I'm pretty sure most of those women have to shave their faces.
We're talking about a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in Beijing. Of course, she won the Pan Am Games thrice, I believe, once in Rio and twice two other times. So the bottom line is she is a judo expert. When did you get your start in judo?
My first tournament was on my 11th birthday, so I'd count it from then.
About 14 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I sent a letter to Steve Espinoza. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that letter I sent him regarding allowing you to fight on CBS, Fox TV, instead of a Showtime card? I said that he would bring hundreds of thousands of women back to Showtime as far as new subscribers were concerned. Did you see that letter?
No, I didn't see it personally, but, I mean, it sounds cool.
This is the way I look at it, okay? I've been doing this a long time, and I've been following MMA since 1993 in the inception of the UFC back in the days when they were, like, tough man tournaments and things like that. But I think that if they were to put you on CBS television in the main event against, I don't know, Chris Cyborg Santos, but if they put you in the main event on CBS television, on Fox TV, that you would draw record numbers because the guys would tune in to see you because they know you can fight. Most men know you can fight. And then the women, the female side, they'll be attracted to the fact that they've got a female superstar or a potential superstar to watch on TV. So I told Steve Espinoza it's a win-win situation for him, but unfortunately he didn't return my letter.
I've been saying this for a while, that women's MMA could do great things for MMA in general. I mean, most of the fan base is like, you know, 20 to 30-year-old guys, and if you really get women into it just as much, you are literally doubling your fan base. And I think also that people have this idea of MMA that it's something like, you know, some brutal thing that, you know, whatever, and if you bring a bunch of guys around that have just a bunch of stars and put them in a suit and say, oh, these guys are gentlemen. It's really hard to get accepted. But if you have, like, you know, women that are doing it as well, I think that as soon as you get people really accepting women being a part of the sport, you really just get the sport itself just overall accepted socially.
Having won 7 amateur titles as a boxer back in the day, I used to talk a lot of smack. And you talk smack and you talk it well. Did you learn a little of this from Muhammad Ali or something or what?
No, I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, both sports, and I just kind of look around at what's been working, and then I pick and choose what other people have done that I found entertaining and kind of try and fit it around to my own style. I mean, it's just like, we're not just athletes, we're entertainers, you know, and I'm just trying my best to keep people interested and make them, you know, not just want to see the fights, to want to know the fighters. And as long as I can keep that up, then awesome. It's, you know, it offends some people, it entertains others, other people love it, you know. It's not, I don't want everyone to love me. I want everyone to disagree about me, so it becomes a hot topic of discussion.
Triple R is in the house. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, the hottest MMA fighter in the world right now, I think. She's 5-0 with 5 submissions. Her last fight went 4 minutes, I believe, in, I don't know, a little over 4 minutes with Miesha Tate. Is Miesha going to be fighting anytime soon? I understand her arm is still messed up.
No, she's actually fighting on the same card that I'm on. She's going to be, the main event on the prelims on Showtime Extreme.
Okay, that's good enough. As I said, Ronda Rousey's in the house here. Now, besides being a skank, what's your problem with Kim Kardashian?
Look, I don't mind the people that work for Playboy or people that are porn stars or do all those kinds of things. The only problem I have is that they are taking this girl who's pretty much, you know, the glorified porn star and having her sell products to children. And I really don't think that's appropriate, you know. If she's selling, like, lingerie or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see my 13-year-old sister walking around the house with Kim Kardashian shoes and nail polish, you know, I think that's not appropriate.
Did you see what Barbara Walters told her on TV?
No, what did she say?
Barbara Walters, obviously the queen of late-night television, ABC 2020, all that kind of good stuff. She said, quote, "You have no talent. How do you make money?"
Well, what does she do?
That's basically what Barbara Walters was saying.
Well, the way she makes money is, you know, she's very intelligently marketed, and she has a lot of very smart people around her handling her, you know? Like, she's a product. It's not a can of Coca-Cola doesn't have any talent, but it does something, you know. People are entertained by it, and she's sold in a way that people are interested in. You know, if you have the right kind of marketing behind a ball of lint, you can make that ball of lint a billionaire.
Ronda Rousey's in the house, folks. Of course, she fights on Showtime, and of course, we are looking to get her on Fox TV in 2013, possibly against Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Dana White was against women. He, of course, he's a president of the UFC. He's been very anti-women. I called him a bit of a male chauvinist pig a couple of times, and he got slightly offended in the bottom line. But now he's realizing that, you know what? I've got Ronda Rousey in the house, and she's possibly the biggest rising star I have in the game, and I'm going to have to acknowledge women. So you're basically forcing yourself or forcing women upon Dana White, the man that didn't want to have women in the UFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he was ever against women in general.
No, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just trying to say, he didn't want, you know, women don't belong in the UFC. Women don't belong in the octagon. I mean, I've got quotes from him over the years, and he said this when Gina was hot. He didn't think that, you know, Gina was, Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, former MMA champion, but he didn't think that she was ready to do her thing in the UFC. And, of course, she drew some pretty good numbers on Showtime and as far as live attendance is concerned. But he's changed his mind on you because he said she's a rock star. She's been fantastic. She is killing it for us. I hope that we can get her real soon in the UFC. So it does look like you have a future with the UFC.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I think that, you know, women deserve a spot in every area of every sport, and I think that it should be in every profession out there. I don't see why not. You know, I really believe in equality for everybody, you know, like for women, for gays, for every race. I really think that, you know, keeping people separate like that is just stupid on every level. I mean, but I'm not going to hate anyone for disagreeing with me. I just got to give them reasons to agree with me. So I did as much as I could to give Dana reasons to agree with me. And, you know, he's a smart man. And eventually, you know, it seems like he's starting to come around. And, you know, I can't do all the work, and my work's not even done yet. And it's just really encouraging to see that kind of progress being made.
Okay, you got a beef with Michael Phelps, too. What's the beef with him?
I don't have a beef, dude. I was asked, who was your favorite Olympic teammate? And I went on and on about how awesome Kobe is. And then they said, who's your least favorite? And I said that Michael Phelps kind of annoyed me at the they had, like, all these clubs or whatever in China where, like, the Bud Club was the U.S. sponsor. So it was, like, all the U.S. Olympic team there. And Michael Phelps wanted to have his own separate VIP section away from the other his Olympic teammates. And the same thing when we were all on the Oprah show, all the Olympic medalists were on the Oprah show, and he wanted to be kept separate from all the other teammates. And I thought that, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be about bringing everybody together, and, you know, regardless of what's going on politically or what country you're from or how much money you make or how famous you are, we're all there together. And I think that someone, you know, wanting to be separate because their sport gives away more medals, they somehow think they're more important. I thought that was a little bit annoying. You know, I just think that if when I think of the greatest Olympians of all time, I think of like Carrie Shrug running through a vault and ripping her leg into little pieces, trying to help her team get a gold medal. You know, Mia Hamm was an amazing athlete, but she's one person on a team of 11 and gets 1/88th of the medal count credited to Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that I want the guy to win medals for our country. You know, I think that's awesome what he does, but I don't think that he should be trying to separate himself into a VIP section in from his Olympic teammates, because the idea of being more important than your teammates in the Olympics is against the whole idea of the Olympic Games.
Ronda Rouse is our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, the Olympics just concluded. We're speaking of Olympics. 2012 Olympics just concluded. And not one male boxer from the United States got his hand raised. That's an indictment of USA Boxing. But they had 9 weight classes for men, and they only had 3 weight classes for women. And out of those 3 weight classes, we got a bronze medalist and the gold medalist. I thought that that's a little discriminatory. 9 weight classes for men, 3 for women. What do you think of that?
You know, well, the women, it was their first time as, I think, a fully inducted sport, or maybe it was their demonstration sport this time around. Was it a demonstration or fully inducted sport?
No, they got it on. It was actual fighting.
No, I mean, the first time, the women's boxing was in?
That was the first time boxing has been put into the Olympics, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I think the first time they have a sport in, it's more of like a demonstration mode, so maybe that's why they had fewer divisions. I don't know exactly why. But, you know, if they're starting later, then they got to have some time to catch up. And it's understandable that they would have fewer divisions for the women in the beginning, but I think eventually there should be equal divisions.
Okay. Wrapping things up here with Ronda Rousey. Of course, she is a Showtime star. She is an MMA icon in only 5 submissions. What's this thing with the arm bar? Is that your favorite move?
No, it seems to usually be my first inclination. You know, my mom was a world champion in judo, and she tore her knees out when she was 17. So her big thing when she fought was arm bars. She won everything but arm bars almost always. And so I learned them very young. And with judo, the old ways that you can finish a fight that would still go into MMA is you can arm bar the person, you can choke the person, and you can get a TKO by, like, pinning the person and punching them around.
All right. I talked about how
that's just one of the ways you can finish.
All right.
That's
talked about how beautiful you are and how articulate you are. Now, do you see yourself following Gina Carano into Hollywood or what?
You know, I'm just kind of letting everything happen organically. I really am just a fighter right now. I feel like some movies, like making movies, is kind of a death sentence to your fighting career because, say, you got 6 months of filming, 6 months of promotion, and that's a whole year that you're not 100% devoted to fighting. You know, and this is a sport where someone's trying to kill you every couple of months. You need to have 100% of your attention focused on that. So until I feel like I'm really past what I've wanted to accomplish in fighting, and then I will start entertaining the idea of like going into different fields. But you know, I'm kind of waiting for that stuff to come to me. I'm not really chasing after it right now. Right. I'm
last,
a fighter.
Last question for the First Lady of MMA, Chris Cyborg Santos. She was popped for steroids. Gina Carano told me before and after their fight that she thought that Chris was taking steroids. Will you ask for some type of special testing for her, like an Olympic-style random drug testing, if you do fight her in 2013?
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. And if they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Ronda, it was a pleasure to meet you in San Jose at the card a few weeks ago. I think it was the UFC card. But the bottom line is I do think that you are the future of MMA, be it male or female. I'm talking about the future of the game. I wish you the very best of luck in your endeavors. As I said, with all those accolades and adjectives, you are the real deal, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and support.
The great Ronda Rousey, folks. Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym.
Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Wrapping things up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, I want to thank the lovely Triple R Rowdy Ronda Rousey. If you go to ringtalk.com, you see a somewhat PG or mature rated picture of her. She's a beautiful lady. I kid you not. She's got the body. She's got the looks. She's got the talent. She's got it going on tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on Showtime, taking on Sarah Kaufman. Sarah, what can I say? Tomorrow morning, you're going to be in a lot of pain. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we air every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.